Brian could do that for you if that's what you want done.
Yeah,
he's gonna watch this, and we just have to tell him, Brian, make Chris look better.
Ooh, that's a lot. That's a really large undertaking. Hey, adventurers, welcome to Let's Just Go podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Kayla, and this week we are going to Philadelphia.
Philly.
I actually visited Chris, who lives just outside of Philadelphia, was it two weeks ago? Yeah, because then I was sick. Because then last week, Chris recorded an episode by himself because I was sick. I'm still a little nasally, drinking tea to hopefully sound okay during this episode. But let's talk about Philadelphia.
Let's talk about it. You know, obviously I'm born and raised in the burbs, really probably 10 minutes growing up from the Philly airport, which is on the border. I think one thing about Philly people don't understand is that it is not only a city, but it is a county. It's a full county, right? So it's not just the downtown part that is the city. And so it's large, right? Obviously not New York City large, but it's large. And, you know, I think the one thing that people don't really realize is how close it is to all of the other things, right? So in 2 hours or less, I can be to New York City, a ski lodge, which I won't be at. You won't find me there. So, but I could be if I wanted to be, Baltimore, DC, or the a beach, right? You can be in Atlantic City in an hour.
The Jersey Shore, right? That's the beach you're referring to?
The beach, yeah. Let's just go to the beach.
Just making sure we're on the same page.
The beach. It's the Jersey Shore, right? Or the Delaware beaches are an option as well. Because again, Philly, you know, obviously you are bordering the Delaware River, cuts off New Jersey. You know, it's the natural border between Pennsylvania and New Jersey. But you can also be in Delaware in about 20 minutes. Less than 20 minutes from the Philly airport, right? You'd be over the Delaware line. So, you know, lots of options and lots of access to large major cities that, you know, I don't think people realize. But of course, Philly has its own awesome things that wouldn't want to make you leave. But so what were your thoughts? What were your initial thoughts? Your overall initial thoughts?
Initial thoughts were, fuck this place. My initial thoughts were, I got off the airplane and I had to pee and I had to walk an eternity to find a bathroom. And then there were not very many stalls and I had to wait in a line and I was mad. And I think I texted you and I was like, this is stupid. I hate it. Because then I went to get on the train to get downtown and the machine for the train didn't work. And there was a guy that was like offering, he was like going to pay for Brian and I to get on the train. But then it wouldn't take, because he had cash and we didn't have cash. And that's what the machine wasn't taking. And then someone that like worked on the train was like, you can just pay on the train. So luckily we were able to do that. But then I like we got into the city, got like to our hotel, did some wandering, still was like, fuck this place. Because here's the thing. And you already know all this, Chris, because I've already told you. But here's the thing. We were staying at the Marriott downtown, which is like the convention hotel. At the convention center, the weekend that we were there was the flower show, which is where all of your aunties and grandmas are going in their floral print pants and their pastel shirt as slowly as they can. So like, we're surrounded by this. There's also a St. Patrick's Day parade happening. So there are thousands of teenage girls, mostly teenage girls, that are like playing sports and things. I don't know how those things are correlated, but somehow they are.
It doesn't sound
so there's right. Just like, there's so many people and we were hungry and we were told by so many people, oh my gosh, Reading Terminal Market, you got to go there. And so it's literally like, you go downstairs.
Wait, I think we have to pause. We have to pause because
you asked me what my initial thoughts were. I'm explaining my
and I got a few things we have to address. There are a few fucking things we have to address. First of all,
Chris is taking this very personally.
You know, now I want to let you know, and anybody who comes to the city of Philadelphia, that if you come here and say, fuck this place, they will fucking kill you and never look back. Sure. Right?
Which and is that thankfully auntie, not how I feel
that
now.
Auntie you're talking about was probably packing and would have shot you and said, fuck you, go birds, and kept on walking. Right? That's just the Philly love. Yeah. It's nothing personal. It's just like a whole little fuck you. No, go fuck you. You know, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck,
which fuck I do off. Love that too.
Yeah. It's a little bit, and no one takes it personal. It's just kind of a greeting of sorts. Right?
Yeah. So, which is what I love because that's how I am.
Right. Right.
So that's a great fit for me.
And initial thoughts on a travel day when you had a layover plane, that's always rough, right? Like that's a little bit rough.
Our flight was at 5 a.m. That's the other part. Yeah. We were up at 3:30. We landed in Philly at like 11 something, but we had a layover. Where was my layover? St. Louis? Yeah. My layover was in St. Louis, and that was awful. It was. But then, so we were hungry, and we decided to go to Reading Terminal Market at lunchtime on a Friday while all these other things are happening. It was so crowded. And like, granted, I'm a tourist too, but I try really hard to be like aware of my surroundings. And I'm not the kind of tourist that is just like staring up at things, like not paying any attention to what's going on around me. And the market was too small for how many people were in there. And like the lines were too long. And so we ended up getting Thai food because it was a short line. And I was like, oh, I love Thai food always. It was awful. Do not get the Thai. This is probably slander. Do not get the Thai food at Reading Terminal Market. It is awful. There are much better options.
Well, there are. And you didn't go to them. But so here's the thing with Reading Terminal Market, right? It's very close to like Center City. It's right. Yeah. It's right near the convention center. It's right near, you know, Independence Hall, all the things. It's right there. And you got to go to it because it is a cultural experience. I don't disagree with you. It's way too small for the amount of people. Like I wish they limited people in there because it's also very overwhelming, right? There's so many shops and so many good things. And then there's so many people that you can't figure out what you want, but there's awesome roast pork places there. Denick's and,
the donuts,
the donuts, right? Oh, a lot of, Amish, right? Vendors there, you know, so there definitely are some good options, but I don't disagree. It's rough. And going there around the holiday time is not any better. This past December, I stood with my tray and stared at people who were done eating and just talking. I'm like, this is not the place, folks. This is not it. I'm like, are you finished? They're like, oh, no, not yet. And I said, okay. And I just stood there. And again, like, I'm from Philly. You might not be. So this might be normal, but again, get the fuck up.
Get the fuck out of my way. So I will say, I was so surprised by how incredibly friendly everyone was that we encountered. And granted, we were only there for a couple of days. But like, and also maybe it's the fact that like my personality is very Philly. And so like they just assumed I was one of them. I don't know. But I feel like Philadelphia has, and like the Northeast in general, right, has this sort of like perception of like it's a bunch of assholes.
Right.
And like everyone was so nice to us and it was great.
I think people are nice. I think that perception is, again, this is obviously generalizing and stereotyping. I think people here, we don't want bullshit.
Yeah.
Right. We're not here for the bullshit. We don't want it. Don't lie. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't tell us shit. Mm-hmm. That's not real. So just, again, tell us to go fuck ourselves. We're going to tell you to go fuck ourselves. And we're both going to be on our merry ways, not thinking about you again. Right. Which is perfectly okay. You know, and I'm not going to say, bless your heart. No, I'm going to tell you what to do to yourself.
The Lyft drivers were great. Like, I know I told you that because you were in the Lyft with me. But like here in Texas, Lyft drivers are something else. That like having a conversation with them is very interesting. Their driving is terrifying. I will say one of those Lyft drivers, his driving was a little questionable, but I wasn't afraid for my life. We're like in Texas, I'm afraid for my life. And I'm like, is this it?
There's also like, I mean, we've talked about New York City. You've driven in New York, like Philly is not that level of chaos and crowd and traffic all of the time. I mean, of course, certain events and near the convention center was crowded. Which, by the way, traffic was bad. Yeah, a little shout out to the flower show. It is the largest and longest running flower show, even like, you know, demonstrated on like Good Morning America and things every year. So it's a great show, but I agree. I've only been a few times. I agree. It's definitely the grandmoms and the aunties out in their Sunday really best.
Yeah.
Checking out the flowers.
They're having a great time though. They're enjoying themselves.
They are. So I think, all right. So general, but by the end you had, it is the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. They added that little
sisterly affection. I didn't know that part. They were inclusive. Yeah.
Action add on there. Yeah.
That's
funny. So you stayed at the Marriott. How was it?
Gotta be honest with you. It was fine. So we were traveling over Brian's birthday, and just pro tip for everyone that doesn't know. If you're traveling and you're celebrating something with Marriott brands, a lot of times, depending on where you're staying, you'll get an email from an actual person that's like, "Hey, we can't wait to have you here. I hope you have a great time. If you need anything, let us know." And so I emailed back when I got that email from Marriott and I said, "Hey, we're actually celebrating my boyfriend's birthday while we're in town. And we're also thinking about moving to Philadelphia. And I'd love some recommendations like nearby of things we could do to celebrate, places we should see." And the person emailed me back and said, "I actually got some tickets to a basketball game. Do you want them?" And normally, so last year for Brian's birthday, we were in New Orleans. And so we got like, one place gave us like chocolate covered strawberries. Another place gave us like a charcuterie plate. So like, I was not expecting basketball tickets. And at first I was like, no.
And I was like, say yes. I
text Chris and I was like, I don't think I want to do this. And Chris was like, then let me have the tickets.
Yeah.
So
we all got to go and
yeah, it was great.
It was really great. They were club box seats.
Yeah.
They were like $150 seats. I was looking last weekend when I took my kids and I was like, holy shit, these tickets are selling for $160 each. Free parking, a parking voucher, right?
And you said it was like right up front, right? Your parking?
Yeah. It was right at the front main entrance.
And we got what, $30? Was it $20 or
$30? $30 voucher to spend on food or alcohol, whatever you want it.
Per ticket.
I mean, it doesn't go that far in a stadium setting, but it was awesome. And you got to experience a little bit, not too much, but I got my Eagles shirt on. I was actually at a Apple Leisure Group vacations event last evening, and the business development manager and the director of sales walked into the Eagles fight song. They played the Eagles fight song, and she was like, "I don't care, you know, whether or not you know you love the like, it's always bird season," right? And it's just, I mean, I get it. The sports piece everywhere is, you know, wherever you're from, it's intense. But I'd say Philly's pretty damn intense with their sports in it. And that's what I mean when you, like the Go Birds, when you hear, you know, if you're walking by, I could be somewhere out of the state walking with my, I hear Go Birds, Go Birds. Mm-hmm. So you got to experience a little bit of the Philly sports culture. Which is
and it was fun.
It's not your scene exactly.
No. And I'm from Seattle, and Seattle hasn't had a basketball team. We have women's, we have the Storm. But we haven't had a men's basketball team in decades because the Sonics went to Oklahoma. So it was really interesting because I forgot what it's like to be at a basketball game because I haven't been to one since I was like in elementary school. So it was fun. I'd go back if I had those same seats and that same setup, I would go back. But I will say, so I don't know if this is the case in every city, because again, I'm not a sports person, but in Seattle, the stadiums are across the street from each other and they are south of downtown and you can get to them from the light rail. It's the same way in Philly. We just took the subway, which Chris was like, "Don't take the subway. Whatever you do, don't take the subway." And I was like, "It's a straight shot. Why would we not take the subway?" So we took the subway. Which also, just sidebar here, we took the subway. The guy on the train from the airport was like, you can't use your phone on the subway. You have to get tickets. And I was like, okay. Luckily, there was a woman working at the subway station. And she was like, you can just tap your phone. And I was like, a man on a train told me that I could not do that. And she was like, yeah, just tap your phone. And then she called me sweetie. And then she let me in for free and was like, just go ahead, sweetie. Which was really nice. So I was glad I took the subway. That saved me like $2.50 or something. I don't remember how much the subway was. But you can, in fact, just tap your phone. Don't let a man on the train tell you otherwise.
He probably took your cash and pocketed it.
I would say maybe he doesn't even work there. But then he was on the train on the way back. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's the guy. And then I was like, should I tell him that he was wrong? But it was so cool to like come out of the station and you're right there. You've got, is it three stadiums? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got three stadiums right there.
The Wells Fargo Center, which play the Sixers and the Flyers. And then mm-hmm. right across is the Lincoln Financial Field, which is where the Eagles play. And then you have Citizens mm-hmm. Bank Park, which is where the Phillies play. And then there's a casino right there. And then the Xfinity Live, which has all the restaurants and bars and things.
Xfinity Live reminded me of the what's the area at the casino called where you're like betting on the games? That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. It reminded me of this. Well, because it's like there's like you can sit and there's like a bunch of TVs and they're all playing different things, and like that's what the sports book always like. Yeah, that's what it made me think of.
Yeah. You got there on the subway, and I would say the subway. The Broad Street line to the stadium is probably the one subway. I mean, after the game, you see a ton of people pouring into that. But you also have a hub and spoke system that really there's, I think, six, eight regional rails that go out in different directions to the suburbs. And then you have New Jersey Transit, which kind of interlinks into that same system, which gets you over out into Jersey. And there's actually even a train you can take directly from Philly straight to Atlantic City as well. So, and not to mention the Amtrak line, right? That gets you all the way up from Boston all the way down to DC, which is where then you have to switch. You have to switch lines and I think actually it goes to, you can get to Richmond by train. I don't know what happens with that. The auto train is in Virginia, which goes down to Florida, but I don't know.
I know all about the auto train. How? I don't know. From doing a Disney College program, it was like a hot topic because people wanted to ship their car, wanted to like take their cars with them. And it was cheaper to put it on the train than it was to like drive or ship it.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, so very easy access. You have the whole SEPTA, like public transit. They have buses, trolleys, trains, subways, an elevated like trolley line. So it really is pretty easy to get to where you need to go. It might not always be the safest, but it's easy.
It's also really easy to walk. Like Brian and I, the day that I realized I was sick, we walked 10 miles that day, just wandering around. Like we left our hotel, we walked to Chinatown because I saw a bakery and I wanted to have Chinese bakery for breakfast. And then it was like a very windy rain. And we were like, is this a bad idea? What are we getting ourselves into? And then it cleared up and it was beautiful. And we walked along, I don't know what the street is called, where like all the flags are hanging in front of the art museum.
Ben Franklin Parkway.
Yeah, we walked down that. We walked into like a little garden that was attached to a museum. The garden was open to walk through, and then there was a building, and it was very clearly a museum that you like had to pay to get into. But you could see stuff out in the garden, like there were sculptures and things. So we just like wandered around and took pictures, and ended up like north of the art museum.
Did you? Yeah, it's probably Boathouse Row. Well, the art museum, I told you how to go. You had to run up the steps. You probably didn't. But you saw the Rocky statue and you had to, you know, just relive the moment. Classic. Yeah. So, and So easy. Yeah. Easy walking. I mean, you walk 10 miles. It was a nicer day, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, and really fun as you, we experience, as you got to experience either by car or by walking, like a lot of fun, small sub pockets that you get to mm-hmm. that have different cultures to them, right? Like the Fairmount yeah. section or Northern mm-hmm. Liberties or Brewery Town or South Philly. Mm-hmm. There's University City where like Penn and Drexel are, and
yeah,
you know, just very different vibes in all of them. There's Old City, which is all the historical stuff.
That's where we went, right? That was where you took us.
That's where we went. Okay. Yep. We
I'm got like, to, I don't know where I was.
He was like, come.
Chris said, let's go.
I got to be a tourist. And a lot of the stuff there is free, not all of it, right? I mean, there's definitely museums that are not, but the things we did were free. I mean, I paid $1 for our Independence Hall reservation because if you make them in advance, yeah, they charge you $1 if you make them in advance, which whatever, that's fine.
Well, thanks for the $2.
You got it. But we got to do cool things. I mean, again, like you see the Liberty Bell once, you've seen it, but like in the backdrop of Independence Hall and then touring Independence Hall, like standing where the Declaration of Independence was signed and really where so much of our country was formed. And I, not to be sound cheesy, but like really in a very divisive environment currently, it wasn't all that different in July of 1776, right? There were people who wanted to continue slavery. There were people who didn't want to continue, right? I mean, and really, but compromising on the bigger, grander picture, you know, so it was, good for it's always I could then going into Independence Hall never gets old for me because each of the guides tell a story in a different way too, you know. So
I can't believe your volunteers. That man was so knowledgeable about. He was also old, so like he probably just has been.
When I did it in the summer though with my family, it was a woman and she was younger, and I think they just enjoy. History.
Did you notice that the props had his, like the things he was holding up had his name written on them? Like he went and got that shit made. I thought that was so great. Good for him. He was, it was really fun to see how excited he was to share his knowledge with everybody else. And I think that's the thing that I love about like national parks is that is normally the case when you go there. Like these are people who are very passionate about the work that they're doing and like, it's great.
Right. And that is a national park, right? With the land in front of it where the Liberty Bell is and the Independence Hall. And then we went to Betsy Ross's house. Well, we saw Ben Franklin's grave.
Yep. We did
that. And then we went to Betsy Ross's house where you learned who the fuck Betsy Ross was.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, so Betsy Ross's house, very interesting. You go up some stairs and then you go down some stairs. And we go down some stairs and Chris just starts talking to this woman who works there. And I was like, oh, this is so nice. And it took me a solid like 2 minutes to realize that she's like a reenactment of Betsy Ross. And I was like, oh no, this shit just got really weird. This is not for me. I want to know what your real name is. What are you actually doing? Because she was like sewing something and I was like, oh, what are you making? And then she like gave me a whole long spiel about what she was making. And then I was like, oh no, wait, no, this is, this is a reenactment.
She was full in character. She was full in character.
Yeah, she was.
Yep.
It was cool though. Yeah. It was a really interesting house. Like, because I've never, you know, this is,
You've never been in the colonial, you've never been in a colonial house to, see the fireplaces in the basement and the cooking, how they,
Yeah, so that was really cool.
So we talked a little bit about food, but tell me you mentioned good things, not good things, but what were some of the restaurants you went to? And
okay, so first of all, we went to a dim sum place in Chinatown for Brian's birthday for dinner, and it was fantastic. And then we went to a Chinese bakery the next morning right next door where I had the best pork bun I've ever had in my entire life. And somehow there was a miscommunication, and she gave me two instead of one. And I was like, I don't hate this. I will eat the second one too. So that was great. We actually went to Victor Cafe per your recommendation, which was fantastic. So it's in the movie Rocky. I'll be honest with you. I've never seen those movies. I don't know anything about them. But this, my understanding is that this restaurant is in that movie. Is that correct?
It is in one of them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's trained opera singers that are also servers. And so they will sporadically perform in the restaurant, which is really fun. They like ring a bell before they perform. And we were sitting, so like you walk in, it's an old house. So you like mm-hmm. in, immediately there's a staircase that goes up to a bar, which is cool. And then there's like a little bar where someone's making drinks and it's like an awkward little walkway to get into the main room. And then in the back of the room, there's like steps up to like three or four tables. And we were sitting at the table at the top, just right at the top of those like four steps.
Oh, that's where I sat. That's funny.
Oh my gosh. So like great view of everything that's going on. But the surfer just like had the bell in his hand and came up to the steps because he was going to like say from the steps what he was doing. But he just shook the bell and I had no idea what was going on. And I like it was like a jump scare for me. And he turned around and he was like, I am so sorry. I did not mean to scare you. Like, so like everybody's looking, like he's rung the bell and everybody's fucking looking. And then he's like, I'm so sorry to me. And I was like, no, it's cool. I'm part of the show now. No big deal. Like, it's fine. But interestingly enough, we had three different people perform. Two of them performed Broadway songs and one actually performed like traditional Italian opera.
That's interesting. And they always give a little history, right? Like, of the song or I've only been there once, but the food's incredible, right?
So I mean, good.
It's so good. But then having that option too, and it's not like the Stardust Diner in New York where people are like dancing around on the tables and shit like that. This is more classic kind of like you said, somebody's just standing in one spot, they ring a bell, so the whole restaurant gets dead silent. Mm-hmm. They sing for 3 minutes. They talk for 30 seconds, they sing for 3 minutes, and then you're back to eating. And, But when I went, it was only opera, which again, opera's not, I don't know what the fuck they're saying. I don't know what the hell is happening. I would never want to go to a full opera, but I do, I appreciate the talent that these people have and can do. So, and in that small, short pieces, when you're in an old Italian house in South Philly, like eating mm-hmm. great Italian food, it just feels like exactly what would be happening. Like you picture like your Nona like making sauce on a Sunday afternoon, you know, in the early 1900s. Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed that. And then we went to the Continental, which mm-hmm. was also delicious.
So good. Yeah. We had pastrami fried rice.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I need a lot more of that. And that's a Stephen Starr restaurant. So Stephen Starr has mm-hmm. lots of restaurants. Philly, and then a few, I think, mm-hmm. in DC and maybe and in New York. But most of his restaurants are in the Philadelphia area. I mean, a few dozen. And some are small, some are snack bars, some are all themed very differently. So there's a park in, I don't even know what town, what section is closest to Old City. And there's a park and there's a snack bar there, and it's Stephen Starr Snack Bar. So it's like, burgers and fries, but
he's a big deal.
He's a big deal.
Yeah,
but let's talk about classics. You didn't have a cheesesteak.
No, we did not have a cheesesteak. I'm so sorry.
We'll have to come
back.
Here's
the thing. Yeah, exactly. We're gonna be back. So
you don't like a lot of meat in your mouth? What's the thing?
I mean, no. The answer to that is no. But we did have crab fries.
We had crab fries. We had chicken and pea crab
fries.
Those were delicious. Yeah, chicken and pea. Which, by the way, I just saw somebody post they were in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Chicken and Pete's is there. But Chicken and Pete's originated in South Philly. It was like the place to go after all the game. It was close to the stadiums. And they have crab fries, which is just Old Bay on fries, but and a cheese sauce.
We did have cheesesteak egg rolls. So...
okay. Well,
I'm not going to say I didn't. No, that's offensive.
That's not exactly the same. You didn't get a whiz wit, right? So if you're listening, no. just just if you are listening and you go to the Classic, I mean, there's so many better places than Geno's and Pat's, but I always tell people if it's their first time or only time coming to Philly, you do kind of have to go to Geno's and Pat's because that's the place it's the place to go. It's the most touristy place, but, and they're right across the street from each other. So you can almost have a cheesesteak taste off of sorts, but you have to know how you're ordering, right? And so that's part of it. So whiz wit means, like, you don't say the H in with, means cheese whiz with onions, or you know, whiz without. And cheese whiz is disgusting unless you're eating a cheesesteak from Pat's or Geno's. Like, then you kind of have to, you have to fully experience it.
Where's your favorite place to get a cheesesteak in the Philadelphia area?
I don't know if I have a favorite. Yeah. There's, of those two, I like Geno's better. Okay. But
is it one of those things where, like, everybody does it differently? Like, everyone has their own take on a cheesesteak?
Yeah. Sometimes. Like, the whiz, like, if you go other places, you're not going to see whiz as the main option people are ordering, right?
Yeah.
You'll see, sometimes you'll see, like, really finely chopped meat. Other times it's more like strips of it. And I would associate, like, the Pat's and Geno's with, like, Coke and Pepsi, right? They're both great. Yeah. But I mean, I don't love Pepsi. I love Coke. But if I get a Pepsi, I'm okay, right? Yeah. Like, I'm going to be fine. And so there's, like, loyalty to one or the other. But at the end of the day, everybody can enjoy both of them. Yeah. But then my favorite, if I could just eat pizza and soft pretzels the rest of my life, my favorite Philly food is a soft pretzel. But you did have one, right?
We had one at the basketball game.
Yeah.
But that was it.
Yeah, we didn't get more official.
Because the place that you said to go to, the place said it was closed.
I know. It was Federal Pretzel Factory, which Federal Street Pretzels, and it was closed, but although they still absolutely sell them. So maybe they closed their storefront and just have the factory. So, all right. So good food, people, good proximity.
Yeah.
To lots of things where if you were just going to Philly, you could do more than just go to Philly. You could maybe even fly into DC, do DC, drive 2 hours or take the train up, do a few days in Philly, do, and then take the train up 2 hours or drive 2 hours to NYC. So tell me something that doesn't mean you shouldn't come here.
I mean,
besides maybe being killed, but
yeah, I didn't have, other than, like, my first travel day of just being stressed out with traveling, like, all in all, it was a good experience. I will say, after last year, like, going to New York City and going to London and going to Paris and using transit there, Philly's transit is very confusing in that way. Like, New York, London, Paris, you're all on the same exact style, right? Like, you're in a subway car. There's not you're not taking different types of transportation to get places. Like, yeah, you might get on a bus instead of taking the subway, depending on where you're going. And so that was a little confusing in Philly of, like, okay, well, I can take the subway, but okay, then there's these, like, regional trains, like you were talking about, and then there's trolley. Like, there's just so many different types of transit, and that we didn't use transit a whole lot while we were there because we were just walking to really, like, get the feel of the place. But I could see that being confusing for, like, a first timer, because it was confusing for us, especially, like, getting on the train from the airport and not knowing what the fuck we were doing.
And you're more well traveled, so you're more apt to use public transit, right? Like, for many, they're not even going to dabble in that, right? They're going to, but yeah, no, I would agree. There's a lot of options, which is most overwhelming in that sense. And some of them, you have to take one to get to the other kind of thing.
Yeah.
Depending on where you're going and where you're coming from. So, well, I think, I mean, obviously I'm a little biased, but I say let's just go to Philly. And I'm happy to meet you. So if you're coming here, let me know. And I'll give you a little historical tour.
Yeah.
And we'll end with soft pretzels and beer.
Wait, ours didn't end with soft pretzels and ours ended at the Continental. So
yeah, bitch, you got an upgrade.
yeah. No, I mean, it was a great time. It was not a destination that was ever, like, on a list for, in the same way that New York City was never on a list for me. But then I had a great time.
Well, I think too, you I mean, like there's places like LA, right, and Phoenix and San Francisco, which all had their unique, but there's nothing quite like a large, old, original Northeast city, right? I mean, yeah. Built truly from the ground up with subway systems and things. So, you know, and then you made a good point that I want, like, you know, it's the same amount of time to get to London from here as it is mm-hmm. to get to LA. Right. Yeah. So like that 6-hour flight in either direction, you know, it makes Europe much more accessible when you're over here on the East Coast.
Yeah. Yeah. This is actually, you guys, right now, this is just Chris selling me on Philadelphia.
Yeah, actually, that's all
I'm reiterating. Because as you can, if you're watching, my boxes for packing are here. We've actually
don't talk about your box like that.
So Brian and I, after visiting Philadelphia, we were between Philadelphia and Chicago in terms of where to move. And we've decided on Philadelphia. We're not sure when we'll be there. But all of our shit's going to Philadelphia soon. So eventually we'll come with it. But yeah, so eventually you can hang out with Chris and I both in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah. Kayla will buy you the pretzel. I'll buy you the beer.
Perfect. Yeah, I think that probably be the cheaper thing. So that sounds great.
All right. Well, you're such a bitch. All right. Take us home, woman.
Thank you all so much for listening to us. As always, we really appreciate all of you. Please subscribe and download and engage with us on social media or in the comments. And on that note, let's just go.
Hi, everyone.